Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champion, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today we're going to be talking about seasonings. Do seasonings make you fat? That's the focal point of today's episode. So if you've ever been confused as to what seasonings might make you overweight, or if they even do, this is the episode for you. All right, so before we get into this episode, I want to remind you guys and girls that do support the Meathead on the Mic podcast and all that I do to give you guys free game, that if you do get value from anything that I put out there, including this podcast, please don't hesitate to comment or leave a review on this podcast, like, share, whatever you can do. It really goes a long way. Wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. I appreciate you. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. All right, so let's talk about it. Seasonings making you fat. All right, so if you're starting a new diet, you're probably thinking to yourself, should I season my foods? I know for a fact when I get new athletes or new clients coming into the Natural Nomad Academy, they ask me, what seasonings should I use? Because seasonings might make me fat, right? They ask, will seasonings make me gain fat? Will it make it harder for me to burn fat? Will it make it harder for me to build muscle? Are seasonings bad or unhealthy? And to those questions, I have your answer. Let me break it down for you, all right? So many of these new beginners or anybody that wants to burn fat, get rid of their man boobs, love handles, or just make that transformation in their fitness journey have this exact same question. And struggling, you know, they struggle usually to get over the hurdle of dieting, because most of the time when you even listen to this, think of dieting, you think of, I got to eat clean. And in order to eat clean, I've got to not season my foods. They have to be bland. They have to be tasteless. It's got to be only vegetables. It's, you know, and those things couldn't be further from the truth. So if that's something that you do think about, if you think that in order to lose weight, to burn fat, to build muscle, to look fucking good, to get a six pack, to get rid of your man boobs, to get rid of your love handles, if you think that you have to eat bland, tasteless fucking food in order to achieve that, you are incorrect. And that's a good thing to be incorrect about, because God knows it would suck if that was the only way that you could burn fat. Okay? So you're not alone in this confusion. 99% of people that start their fitness journey have this exact same question and struggle figuring out the answer to it. Okay? So even though I just said seasonings don't necessarily make you fat, and if you couldn't, you know, infer that from what I just said, then I'm telling you, they don't necessarily make you fat. But the answer to your question of, will seasonings hinder my progress, depends. The short answer is that it depends. It depends on what, you may ask? Calories. Okay, so if you are new to the Meathead on the Mic podcast, you know that we often talk about nutrition outside of other topics, various other topics, right? And when it comes to nutrition, the number one thing, or there are two things that we preach here over and over and over again. The one thing is that if you want to build muscle, you're going to have to do what? Some of you guys can finish a sentence over, you know, on the other side of this, just listening to this. How do you do it? By consuming 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, okay? And the other thing here is that in order to lose weight, in order to burn fat, in order to change your body and get closer to building a six pack, or, you know, shrinking your gut, shrinking your love handles or your man boobs, what do you have to do? Well, you have to consider the fact that our body works on energy, and the energy of calories. And the less energy that you take in, the more weight you can burn. Or the more energy that you're burning, the more weight you can lose. And if you pair both of them together, aka eating less or putting less energy into your body and burning more energy, then you speed up the process. Of course, there is a balance that you want to have with this. You don't want to crash diet and exercise too hard because both things are unsustainable. So for everybody, they have a balance of calories they burn versus calories that they consume or restrict themselves to that gives them a safe zone where they can make progress without necessarily compromising too much. And of course, the 80-20 rule, which if you haven't already heard about it, I'm going to just briefly talk about it. It's eating clean 80% of the time, and 20% of the time you're having junk food, and you're still making progress, right? But you're not locking yourself in this position where you cannot enjoy your own life, you know, going out on dinner dates with your wife or, you know, eating junk food with your family every now and again, right? You should be able to enjoy these things and still experience progress because I do, all right? And I show athletes and clients how to do that in the Meathead or in the Natural Nomad Academy and on the Meathead on the Mic podcast. If you go through many of our episodes, this is episode 241, we do talk about the 80-20 rule. So you can get that information for free on the Meathead on the Mic podcast. But if you need help with implementing these things, with applying these things on a daily basis, you can have me, IFBB Pro, Matt Butale, as your coach so that we can get you to learn about the 80-20 rule. But guys, getting back on track, it's about calories, okay? Seasonings can make you fat if they have calories that you do not track, okay? And if you don't already know, I'm going to remind you guys, the only way we can add body weight is by eating more calories than our bodies need to sustain its weight. Okay, so let's say you're a 30-year-old male, about 5'6", and you're 220 pounds, okay? And you train 4 to 5 days a week. Let's say you're fairly active. Just a random number. Let's say you need approximately 2,500 to 2,700 calories a day to maintain your weight, you know, to stay 220 and to be 5'6", you know, 30 years of age and being that active. About 2,500 to 2,700 calories. That'll keep you the same, right? That will sustain your weight, okay? And if you were to reduce your calories at that weight, at that height, to about 2,100 calories, you could lose up to between 0.5 pound to 2 pounds in a week with physical activity and cardio. Again, doing the same 4 to 5 days in the gym at the same height, at the same weight, if you just reduce the amount that you're eating, you can begin to lose 0.5 pound to 2 pounds per week while doing this exact same physical activity, okay? And if you understand that, then you understand that as long as you are within the weight loss range of the caloric requirements and you are restricting yourself consistently, you're making progress. And so what does this mean for seasonings? Like, how does this apply to certain seasonings making you fat and certain seasonings not making you fat? Well, it depends on if the seasonings have calories, okay? Because calories are the things that make us gain or make us lose. You understand? You follow? Make sense? And so if the calories or if the seasonings do have a lot of calories, it might contribute to the slowing down of our fat loss when we season our foods, because if you're using seasonings, you're most likely not measuring it. Like if you're following a diet plan and, you know, you're measuring your chicken and you're measuring your rice, okay? And you might not be measuring your vegetables or greens. You don't really have to, but let's say you do that as well. Those are the things that are, you know, you can see them. They're all there, right? And they're all separate units. You can measure them easily, but typically most people don't actually get the salt shaker or the black pepper shaker or whatever seasonings they use and measure the amount of seasonings, right? And what happens is if the seasonings that you're using have calories, whether they're dry or whether they're liquid, then you're going to notice that you're sneaking in a lot of extra calories without actually knowing it. And so you might be eating this diet plan that you think is, you know, X amount of calories, but really it's more because you're not calculating or accounting for the seasonings that you're using that have calories, which can be frustrating because you can be like, hey, I'm eating X amount of calories and I'm not losing the weight. What's going on here? Right? And that might be the result of you using products or seasonings or food flavors, right? And typically they're liquid, that have calories, or condiments as well that have calories that you're not accounting for that are either slowing down or completely negatively impacting or plateauing or stalling your fat loss journey. Okay? But the good news is that most seasonings, and this is why I said it depends, guys, most seasonings don't have very many calories at all. So they won't make you fat. And when I say most seasonings, I'm talking about literally all the seasonings that we use to prepare our foods, right? As long as they're dry. You know, the herbs and spices, the salt, the pepper, the paprika, the curry, the turmeric, all that stuff. You name it, flip it around, look at the nutritional value on the back. You'll see it's pretty much like what, 1 to 10 calories. It's just nothing. That's not worth counting. It's nothing, right? Especially salt and pepper. No, that's nothing. You can knock yourself out with the seasonings. Again, being careful with the salt. You know, you don't want to be consuming too much salt if you don't consume enough water and if you're not like a hyper athlete, right? Because then that's just negative, right? And that's an episode we've talked about in the past and a topic we'll cover in a future episode when it comes to like sodium consumption and being an athlete, so on and so forth. But guys, any concoction of any dry seasoning, and again, you can look at the nutritional value to confirm what I'm saying, is likely not going to have very many calories at all. When I say very many calories, I mean so few calories that it's not worth counting. Like if the nutritional value in the back says like 10 calories, 3 calories, 5 calories, like if it's under fucking 30 calories or under 50 calories per serving, it's not worth measuring. And that's what I would consider a non-threat. And those are the seasonings I'd recommend that you use. And I don't even have to recommend them because you probably already like them. You know how, you know, you like your food and your mom or your grandma used to prepare it the way that you like it. So they're probably already using these herbs, spices, and seasonings that I'm talking about, right? But guys, the only way we can get fat is by eating too many calories and not being physically active enough to burn those calories or that energy, right? Which results in gaining fat. And guys, seasonings don't typically contribute to this unless they are high in calories. And which seasonings are the seasonings you should be careful about? Some of you guys might not even be, you know, might not even consider them seasonings, but I define seasonings as anything that you're gonna put on the food to make it taste better, to make it taste different, or to make it taste better, right? And you know, think of if you like salads, you know, you like dressings. And dressing is a what? In my opinion, it's a seasoning. Okay, you're seasoning it up or you're dressing it up, whatever it is. Make sure that the dressings that you're using are low to no calories. And again, I want you to be aware of the amount of dressing that you're using so that you're not overshooting your caloric requirements and restrictions so that you can continue to make progress. Another thing, guys, and again, this can also be in salads or any other food, oils. Okay, oils are like a silent killer. They have so many, especially olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. They've got so many calories in them that you just can't even see because it's like, let's be honest here, it's oil, right? Like you're just looking at the food, but the thing is, there's a lot of oil in the food if you have deep fried it or if you dress your salad up with olive oil, right? These are things that you, if you're not considering, will sneak into the extra calories that you are consuming. And I'm not saying olive oil is necessarily bad for you. It's a really good source of fat. However, if you aren't measuring the amount of oil that you're consuming and you're just kind of going willy-nilly with it, it could be something that is holding you back from making all the progress that you could and or should be making in your fitness journey, which is why I recommend that for those specific types of seasonings like condiments, oils, and salad dressings, that you either measure them. Well, not only that you should measure them, but that you should also use low to no calorie versions of those things, of the ketchup, of the mustard, of the mayonnaise. Use low or no calorie versions, you know? Oils as well. You know, make sure that you are not consuming enough oil to the point where it's putting you closer to a calorie surplus or calorie maintenance level if you want to be in a calorie deficit. Because in order to, you know, make that type of progress, in order to burn fat, in order to keep the love handles shrinking, the stomach flatter, the man boobs tighter, we got to be in control of our calories. Okay? And so if you're like me and you love eating food with flavor, This is your green light to continue seasoning the fuck out of your food, just like grandma used to make, just like your mom used to make. All right? Especially if they're dry herb seasonings, because they don't really have calories. All right? But the one thing I want you to be cautious about is if you're having salads, mind your dressings. Okay? If you have foods that are rich in oils, you know, olive oils, so on and so forth, monitor the amount of oil that you're consuming or limit it altogether. And then last but not least, you know, if you like to have your homemade burgers, homemade hot dogs, so on and so forth, be mindful of the condiments. Make sure that they are low to no calorie options, because those are the three easiest ways to fuck up your progress when you're not paying attention, all right? If you can apply that, guys, you can still enjoy tasty home-cooked meals and burn fat at the same time, okay? So ditch the idea that you have to eat bland crap every single day and torture yourself in order to burn fat, get rid of the man boobs, the love handles, and the beer gut. Okay? You do not need to torture yourself. Does that make sense? All right. That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and leave a comment on this podcast. Leave a review, honestly, if you really want to. Show your support. It really does go a long way. Wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. Okay? Hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic is about. IFBB Pro, Matt Brutale, signing out.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Brutale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work, and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised. But I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the Meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right? It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB pro Matt Brutale, signing out.